1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. This hour, we're going to talk about a film called Pay It Forward. Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. He's a film reviewer for the Courier, entertainment reviewer for the Orange County Courier. We're going to talk about a very interesting movie called Pay It Forward that stars Kevin Spacey, Helen Hunt, and Haley Joel Osment. And that's quite an impressive lineup, Doug.
It's an impressive lineup, Phil, but it's a movie that I think is emotionally very wrenching. And I got the press material on this the other day, and it's in the they asked us not to give away the ending. One of the things that I believe in as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a sensitivity, I think, that other reviewers, and I don't want to start off too shocking, but I am gay, and
I'm aware of that.
But a lot of your listeners are not.
Right.
I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, and I do have a sensitivity that I think other reviewers don't have. So I feel the need to tell you the really shocking ending to Pay It Forward. It's my duty, I think, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, to tell you how the movie ends.
Why?
Well, Phil, because I think it is a very emotionally wrenching ending, and I do have sensitivity to those people who read my column. I'm going to give the ending away in my column tomorrow, but I'm going to do it here on your show.
Well, I would ask you not to give away the ending to the movie, okay? We're talking about Pay It Forward, right?
There is a sensitivity question, though, Phil.
No, I know that, but I don't want to know the ending to Pay It Forward because my wife wants to see it.
Well, Haley Joel Osment's character dies. And
why did you do that?
I'm sorry.
Why did you do that?
I'm sorry, Phil. I mean, he not only dies, but he's knifed by another kid.
Why did you do... My wife was looking forward to seeing that film.
Phil, Haley Joel Osment dies in the movie. He's stabbed by another kid because he was doing good stuff. I mean, that's what Pay It Forward means.
But you just ruined the... Do you understand you just ruined the movie for me?
Phil, it's my duty to keep people from seeing films that are, I think, upsetting... I think that are shocking. I think that there's one thing for a gay journalist, and I'm a gay journalist and a gay man. But as a gay journalist, I can take it. But you're straight, and I think it would hurt you.
Why don't you let me make up my own mind? You just told me the ending to Pay It Forward.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment dies in it. He gets stabbed.
Why do you do that?
Phil, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
You're trying to tell me that as
I'm an honest man because I'm gay. And
well, but you may be honest for a lot of reasons. It may be because you're gay. It may be for a lot of reasons. But you just told me the ending to that movie.
Are you going to see the movie?
Not now, I'm not. No, I'm not going to see the movie because I know the way the movie ends.
That's the whole point. I've done my job.
So in other words, you didn't want anybody to go see Pay It Forward.
I do not, Phil. Some people, Phil... The movie doesn't have a happy ending. You shouldn't see the movie, okay? That's number one.
Movies don't have to have happy endings, man. We're not looking for movies to have happy endings anymore. I'm not. I don't know about anybody else, all right? Maybe I'm in the minority. I'd like a movie to accurately reflect life, something that I can really relate to so that I can maybe, compare it to my own life and actually come up with not only answers for my life, okay, but, be entertained by it.
Well, look, now you know the ending, that Haley Joel Osment dies at the end of the movie by getting knifed by another kid.
But what about people who honestly wanted to see this film?
But, Phil, as a film reviewer, I have to lead people away from films that I think will be too emotionally damaging. I tried to get people not to watch Erin Brockovich because I think...
Now, why wouldn't you want anybody to watch that movie? Because I did see that.
What'd you think of it?
Well...
Yeah, you didn't like it that much, did you?
Well, I think it's the best acting that I've ever seen Julia Roberts do. Yada, 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 that everybody said.
Well, I didn't think it was good for people to see Erin Brockovich because I don't think people could deal with a very devastating ending to that. You think she's poor. You think she's broke. You think that she has nothing, and she gets $2 billion. And I think that that is very tough.
Well, I saw that movie, and it wasn't hard for me to deal with that at all.
Well, a lot of people was.
You got letters?
I got a lot of letters from people saying that totally, completely. I tried to keep people from seeing what lies beneath, okay, by telling them the ending. I don't want people to see emotionally jarring films like that. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm honest. And
well, what was I saw What Lies Beneath. It was just a lousy movie.
Well, it also, but it had the shocking ending where the ghost drowns Harrison Ford. And it,
well, there you go, man. You just gave away the ending to another cool flick. I mean, I thought it sucked, but a lot of people want to see that. You're giving away...
Phil, this whole thing about don't give away endings to movies, I'm not some shill for the movie business. You understand that?
Well, I'm not saying that.
I'm not some guy who is doing what the movie business wants me to do. I'm not some guy who is, a part of some big conspiracy. I have a responsibility to my readers and to the people who hear me on your show. All right? And so I do what I have to do, and that is I'll tell people the ending of movies.
Even if it keeps them from watching it.
I don't think they should see this movie.
All right, well, we're talking with Doug Danger here about Pay It Forward. This is a new movie starring Kevin Spacey, Helen Hunt, and Haley Joel Osment. One of the good things, I think, about this, having you on the show, is you might have given away the ending of the movie here, but there are other people dialing in. And listening into the show at odd times through the hour, so at least they won't hear it.
Well, Haley Joel Osment dies.
Holy Jesus.
So you can't, Phil, you can't...
Why don't you have to do that?
You can't keep me, Phil, from... As a gay man, as a gay journalist, you can't keep me from telling people the truth. And I would say to your listeners, Haley Joel Osment dies in Pay It Forward by getting stabbed by another kid. Hello?
Yeah, so in other words, you are just...
I am telling people how the movie ends because I'm not some shill for the movie business. You sound really disappointed.
I'm disappointed because I wanted to see the movie because I wanted to my wife to see. My wife wanted to see it.
And you're not going to see it now?
Obviously not. I know how the stinking thing ends.
Phil, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I'm honest.
You're a gay man and a gay journalist. You know, Doug...
Phil, please understand my job.
I understand what your job is. You're a film reviewer, okay?
That's correct.
And your honesty is appreciated, but you being honest here and telling me how Pay It Forward ends...
That Haley Joel Osment dies.
And you keep repeating it over and over and over again, and...
I don't want to be yelled at, Phil. I want you to understand my point, okay?
Even the guy that panned this movie in People magazine didn't tell me how it ended. And you did, okay? I'm just very disappointed. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger, who's the film reviewer for the Orange County Courier, is on the Phil Henry Show. Here's Colorado Springs. Hello?
Yeah. Phil.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen. I just wanted to comment on the gentleman that's got this critique in the show.
Yes, sir.
He keeps referring. He's a gay man. He's a gay journalist.
I'm a gay man. I am a gay journalist, and that means that I have an honesty that I think a lot of journalists don't have.
All right, that's cool. I can respect that.
All right,
but I just want to know where you're coming from, and that you think that you have the right and the privilege to tell people what they should and shouldn't watch.
I just don't think you can deal with it. That's all.
Oh, well, you're going to tell me what I can and can't deal with. I don't care if you're gay or straight or wherever you're at. You or nobody else should tell anybody what they can deal with. Let them decide for themselves.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Could you deal with Haley Joel Osment getting stabbed to death? Because that's what's going to
probably deal with a whole bunch. I don't know.
That's what's going to happen in this movie.
I've seen movies I'm disappointed with.
Why do you keep
telling me? I've seen movies I'm happy with.
I told people in my column that Darth Vader was Luke's father. I'll never forget it. And that Luke killed Darth Vader, and people were upset with me, but when they saw that it was emotionally jarring, they thanked me later. That's
all
right.
Yeah, what you've got to remember, what everybody else has got to remember, it's a movie, all right?
That's right.
And the thing is, you go in and you sit down, you watch it, you pay your money, you come out, either you like it or you don't, but it isn't up to you to tell somebody what they should go and what and watch and what they shouldn't watch.
I feel it's my responsibility so that you won't be upset.
From how am I going to be upset?
By seeing Haley Joel Osment get knifed by another kid in this movie and dying.
That's the story. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Well,
and, I don't know.
I don't know if it's
Saving Private Ryan and I see the brutal truth of war, or I see some fantasy like Star Wars. But it's not up to you or to anybody else to tell them what they should and shouldn't watch. And the gentleman, the Phil here, who's running the show, says,
right.
Hey, don't tell me what's going on. Don't tell me anything. And all of a sudden you just jump out and tell them, where's your respect?
You're talking about Pay It Forward and how the kid gets knifed in the end.
Why do you keep doing that, man?
I don't want either one of you seeing the movie. I'm sorry.
Well, I ain't going to see it now, man.
You're trying to tell people what to watch.
Are you
going to
go see that? Are you going to see that movie? As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm telling you, don't see it.
Well, as a straight man, I might see it. I don't know. If I got the time and the money,
you already know how it's going to end.
Well, I know. I don't even know what the story's about.
It's a story. Pay it forward means do good deeds for people, and you pay it forward. Meaning, like, for instance, if somebody does something good for you, then you go out and do something good for somebody else, and you're paying that good deed forward. And
then the kid gets knifed in the end.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. You keep telling me all about that.
But you see, the whole theme of that...
Sometimes you get screwed, you know? Yeah. I mean, sometimes life is good and sometimes life is fair.
Exactly. And the theme of that is even good people die.
Well, ain't that a newsflash? That's a real newsflash, man.
I'll tell you what.
Now you guys don't have to see it.
I don't call in. Let me finish, please, and I'm going
to
hang up.
Well, now you don't have to go see the movie.
I don't call into a lot of programs, but
now you don't have to see the movie.
What you've just done is just really ridiculous. It's not within your area of responsibility.
I'm just saying, don't see it because he dies.
Oh, God, man, okay.
Because you told me not to.
All right, sir, thank you very much.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, sir, and I'm being honest with you.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with me. I'm Phil Hendry. Doug Danger's film reviewer and entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier. He's just come out and told us how Pay It Forward ends, which is the new film starring Helen Hunt, Haley Joel Osment, and Kevin Spacey. Now, he said something about the press kit that came out with this movie, asked journalists not to give away the ending, and here he is giving away the ending. I'd like to know, how long does he think he's going to stay in the good graces of these movie studios dumping on their ad campaigns and the campaigns they have for their films? Oh, I get it. He's a gay man and a gay journalist. He doesn't care. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is with us. We're talking about the film Pay It Forward. And we're also, it's an interesting thing, we're talking about a film reviewer's responsibility to his readership and a film reviewer giving away the ending to a movie, as you just did on this radio show.
That's correct.
You did that with great delight, didn't you?
I did. I was satisfied to do that because I don't want anybody seeing this movie. I think it's emotionally devastating.
But why can't I decide for myself?
Phil, I am gay, okay?
I got that.
And I am honest. Now, I'm saying that as an honest man, it's up to me to advise you that this film may be emotionally devastating for you or your family. Now, I can advise you, but how many of you people are going to take my advice and actually do it, actually stay away from the movie? Probably not that many. So I've got to make you stay away because I can't let you people...
Why do you get to see it and I don't?
What?
You got to see it. You got to see it in the preview. And you're telling me about Haley Joel Osment gets knifed in the movie. You got to see it. Why didn't I get to?
Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have a level of... I have the ability to deal with heavy emotional things as opposed to straight people like you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See? Do you understand?
Yes.
What?
Well, it's making me mad that you seem to think you're better than me.
I didn't say that.
Well, you're saying it, man. Scott Air Force Base on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling because I fight for my country. I fight for what I believe in.
What branch of the service are you in, sir?
I'm in the Air Force.
Air Force Base. Get it, Doug?
Boy, you are really sarcastic.
Well, you know, go ahead.
In any case.
He's in the Navy.
What's that?
I was making a joke. Go ahead.
Okay. In any case, I fight for my country and what I believe in, and I believe in being able to do and see and what I want to.
What war were you in?
What's that?
What war were you in?
What war?
Yeah.
I was in the Gulf War.
The Gulf War?
Yes, the Gulf War.
In any case. I'm not familiar with it.
Well, you must not read the papers very much.
Go ahead.
In any case, regardless if you're gay or not, that doesn't give you the right to tell people what they are and are not going to watch. Okay, just because you give away the ending to a movie doesn't mean people are not going to watch it.
Well,
it
wouldn't be very much of a movie.
The ending for them, and that, you know, they're still going to go see it.
Well,
whether you want them to or not, they are still going to go see it.
But they'll be better prepared emotionally. See, I wrote that.
But that's not what you're saying. You're not saying you're trying to prepare them emotionally. You're just trying to get them to quit from to avoid them going to the movie.
You remember the movie Titanic?
That's not the point of it.
Do you remember the movie Titanic?
Yes, I do.
I wrote in my column that the ship sinks in that film. That didn't keep people from seeing the movie.
Well, everybody knew the ship was going to sink. That's besides
That's
the point.
That's not the information
They're
that I
have. They're not going to see whether or not the ship sinks. They already know that. They're going to see what happens to these two individuals on the ship.
All right, but hold on for a minute. You're telling me that you knew that the Titanic was going to sink?
Well, gee,
yes.
What did it do when it originally sank? It went underwater.
Well,
okay?
that was not the information that I got.
What are you talking about, man? The Titanic sank.
That's not my information.
What was your information? It flew away?
You know, you're really angry, Phil, and I can appreciate that, but I'd like to keep the sarcasm to a minimum. And
Man, you're the guy that came on here and said that, hey, Haley Joel Osment gets knifed at the end of Pay It Forward. You just screwed the ending for me. No, I'm not going to see that movie. I'm not going to waste my time now going to see a movie I know the ending to. But don't tell me I didn't know the Titanic sank at the end of the movie.
You had to read it in my column.
No, I didn't.
For a journalist, you're
all I'm asking the gentleman
for what you do.
No, sir, I'm asking the gentleman from the Air Force Base. You're telling me you were aware that the ship sank?
Yes. I knew from when I was a little kid that it sank.
The movie didn't go into production until 1992. How could you know that?
The ship... You didn't know the Titanic was originally a ship that sank when it hit an iceberg back in the early 1900s. I believe it was around 1912 or so.
Is he correct, Phil?
Yeah, he's correct. Read a history book.
Okay,
Do you not have a clue as to what reality is or something?
Sir, I live in the United States of America.
Well,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I live in Orange County, California.
So that gives you a right to ruin everybody's lives.
How am I ruining your life? You told me you already knew the Titanic sunk.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But
did you know that
how every movie in the world ends ruins people's lives. That ruins their entertainment by, you know, when they
Well, you're
to
not
going to
like this. You're not going to like this because the re-release of The Exorcist is out and the priest kills himself at the end.
And your point is what?
That's
not going to keep me from going to see the movie.
I just told you the ending of
that
movie.
I want to see what happens between beginning and end.
I told you how it ends.
So?
Oh,
not going to stop me.
Hey, Doug, I got a newsflash.
What?
The first release of The Exorcist, the priest kills himself, too.
Well, you're just trying to piss me off.
I'm not trying to do anything other than tell you I already know how both of those movies ended. Because I saw The Exorcist when it first came out. I know the Titanic sank because there was a history book that I read when I was a kid.
Are either one of you guys homophobes?
No, we're not homophobic.
Because you know I'm gay, right?
That has nothing to do with the issue.
Are you aware that I'm gay?
That's fine. I don't care.
All right, okay. As long as you're not hung up by that.
What your preferences are
doesn't matter to us. We're just trying to tell you, bug off when you're trying to tell us the end of movies, okay? You're going to go see this movie, sir? Pay It Forward?
Yes, I am.
Well, Haley Joel Osment gets knifed.
And your point is what?
You can't possibly enjoy him.
God. You know what? You can tell me the whole story from beginning to end. It's not going to keep me.
He's
from
still
going to
go see the movie. All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank
appreciate
you for
that
your time,
this evening. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tucson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
The only thing I would ever thank this guy to do is to keep his mouth shut.
Ma'am, I'm a reviewer of films. I'm an entertainment critic. Okay.
Well, you know
I'm sorry if Haley Joel Osment gets stabbed at the end of Pay It Forward.
Would you shut up about that, man? We already got it.
I have just become your biggest critic, and you may be honest according to your own standards.
I am honest, because I'm gay.
But honest does not mean that you have integrity, and you have absolutely no integrity. And you know what?
Wait a second. What do you mean by integrity? I have a great deal of integrity.
Absolutely. You obviously do not.
I'm a gay man.
So what?
That means I've got integrity.
Oh, by definition?
Well, think of what I've had to go through. I've been out of the closet almost 4 months. Think of what I've had to go up against.
You know what? In today's society, you don't have to go through a whole heck of a lot. But let me tell you something.
You're not gay, so you wouldn't know that.
You know what? I have a lot of really good friends who are gay.
Oh, here we go with the good friends are gay thing. Look.
Doug, shut up and let her talk.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to go see this movie a dozen times, and I'm going to tell every friend of mine to go see it a dozen times, just to spite
you. He dies at the end.
Well, you know what? It's too bad you're not in the
movie. He gets stabbed. Why? I'd get stabbed?
It's too bad you're not in the movie.
Why? What would happen?
Gee, I don't know. You tell me since you know the ending.
Well, if they stabbed me in the movie, it wouldn't be with a real knife, because they use fake knives in movies.
You
Jesus.
Say.
Wow.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Doug Danger on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And we conclude our discussion of Pay It Forward, the new film that stars, among others, Haley Joel Osment, Helen Hunt, and Kevin Spacey. And one of the things, don't put him on yet. I don't want to talk to him yet. I want to say what the movie is about. We've been spending an awful lot of time talking about it. The film is about a young boy who goes into a social studies class and is told by a teacher to try to do something to change the world. And he comes up with the concept of paying it forward, meaning if a kindness is done to you, then you pay that kindness done to you forward by doing a kindness to someone else. In other words, you're not returning the kindness done to you to that person that gave it to you. You're returning the kindness done to you by doing a kindness to someone else called Pay It Forward. Sounds like a real feel-good movie, real touchy-feely thing, one that I might have been interested in seeing were it not Doug, and now we'll bring Doug on. Are you there, Doug?
Yeah, Phil. Were it not for the fact that I told you the ending of the movie?
Yes, were it not for the fact that you told me the ending of the movie, and so before you're able to do it, I'll tell everybody, Haley Joel Osment gets stabbed to death in the end of the movie by a kid.
That's right.
Well, guess what? I may still go see the flick.
That's not what you said. Are you lying now?
I said I may not want to go. My wife wanted to go see it, okay?
Well, you know that when you walk into that movie, Phil, you'll know that the kid, that cute, cuddly kid, that Haley Joel Osment, he's going to die in a pool of blood.
You're having fun with that, aren't you?
I'm just telling you how it's going to end.
God, man.
It makes you mad, doesn't it? I want to keep you... This movie is very emotionally debilitating. You shouldn't see it. It's not good for you.
Yeah, but you got to, huh?
Yes, I did. Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
I got all about the gay man, gay journalist. North Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil has put his arms and legs in a wood chipper.
You know what? Being gay doesn't mean anything.
What?
Nobody gives.
What's that?
Get over it.
I'm gay.
So am I.
Huh?
So am I.
See how honest you are?
Being gay doesn't make you any better. Doesn't mean you can go see this movie and other people can't.
It just means that I'm able to handle it emotionally better
you
than straight people.
You are no better able to handle it than the next man.
You know as well as I do. You know as well as I do that as gay people, the strange sexual activities that we're involved
nothing.
In means we have to be honest.
Get over yourself.
You know,
I just came out 4 months ago. Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
I came
out for 4 years. Nobody cares.
I happen to be able to deal with this emotionally because, look, gay men are able to deal with it better than gay women.
Oh, that is such a lie.
You know why? Because our sex is a lot more painful than yours.
No, it is.
I'm a liar, huh? I don't even think you're gay.
You are such a liar.
I'm a liar? You go see this movie then. Go ahead, go see the movie. But did you hear the kid dies at the end?
Thanks very much. Well, you're just having a real.
I'm having a good time. I don't want people to see this movie. The kid dies at the end. The kid dies at the end. The kid dies at the end.
Thank you.
Gay women are angry dykes that, you know.
All right, anyway, thanks for that comment. That's here's Lancaster on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Lancaster,
Hello.
Pennsylvania. Hello.
Yes, hi. First, I just have to say that, Doug, you are so unprofessional.
No, how do you figure that?
Completely unprofessional. First of all, isn't your job supposed to critique the movies?
Yes.
And let people decide for themselves whether or not they want to come and see this movie.
You got the first part right. I don't know that
right.
You got the second part right.
Why do you have to tell the ending? What, I mean, look at the world today, the state of the world today. I mean,
yeah.
You open up a newspaper and you're reading about one little kid killing another kid. You see
so you want to go to the movies to watch it?
Their 9-year-old daughter because
so now you want to go to the movies? You want to go to the movies and look at it? I mean, you already
Excuse
know
me?
Kids kill each other. Why would you want to go to the movies and look at it?
That's what's going on in this world today. Why do you not think that we can't handle what's going on in the world today?
If it's going on in the world today, then you don't need to see it in a movie theater. If that's what's going on, if that's what's going on in the world today, why do you got to pay $7.50 to see it in a movie?
Maybe there's a meaning. Don't you think there might be a meaning to this movie?
Do you need
and you should let people decide that for themselves to get what they want from this movie. I'm sure they're not going just to see this little boy get killed at the end.
Are you familiar with
the fact? It's obvious that whoever produced this movie, directed it, whatever, had a meaning and a purpose in writing this movie.
Let me
not
just
to
save
just,
you the trouble.
Just put it up
let me
the
save you the trouble. No,
so
he
people
didn't.
People can see a little boy die.
Now, are you aware that I'm gay?
Yeah, I don't give a crap if you're gay or not.
All right,
so
because
what?
Of that, I'm honest enough to tell you, this kid gets stabbed by another kid at the end
good
of the movie.
Good for you.
Oh,
okay,
man,
great.
You're just ruining.
You have no, you, Oh my God, how many marbles do you have up there? Well, all you care about is you're gay. Good for you.
I'm a gay
journalist. Running around the world. We don't care.
I happen to write for the Orange County Courier as an entertainment writer.
Good for you. If I were them, I'd fire your rear end tomorrow, Monday morning.
I'm trying to help you. Don't see this movie.
You know, I'm going to go see it. I want to see what the meaning of this movie was.
No, you will not.
Not just because this little boy is going to be killed.
He's going to be killed because good people die. Boy, that's real profound.
Well, good things happen to, or bad things happen to good people.
Like, you already know that, right? You already know that, right? So why do you got to go see this movie?
What do you care if I see the movie or not? What do you care if people go see the movie?
You're not going to go see it.
You know, why don't you, you should care about yourself and the fact that you come out of the closet for a month.
Wait, what do you mean she's not going to go see it?
She's not.
Sure, we'll go see
it.
I happen to love Kevin Spacey. He's an excellent actor, and Helen Hunt.
You're not spending $8 on a movie you know the ending to.
I don't care if I know the ending. Just like how, oh my God, it killed me. I mean, what?
You're not going to spend, the kid dies, he gets stabbed,
I'm hanging up on him.
Excuse me, Doug, do you have a degree?
Hold on, Doug.
Did you go to school?
Did you hang up on me?
No.
Do I have a what, ma'am?
Do you have a degree from a college?
A degree in what?
In anything, do you have a degree?
What do you mean?
In college, do you have a degree? Bachelor's degree, master's?
I don't get your question.
It's simple. You know, 1, 2, 3, ABC. Did you graduate from high school? I can't
what
believe
is she
that.
Asking
you did
you graduate? Did you graduate from high school?
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at the point where the couple callers back, when you were talking about the Titanic, I can't believe you thought that people knew that it sank because they read your critique. Come on.
Probably every
fifth grader knows that the Titanic sank back in the early 1900s.
But that's not my information. I wrote in my column because I thought it was emotionally devastating that the ship sinks. I wanted to let everybody know what happened at the end of that movie.
Everybody knew what happened at the end. I mean, we're getting off track, but I'm just making time.
It's like in
that.
JFK. All right, let me ask you something. How does JFK end?
He gets shot.
And you know that because I wrote about it.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God.
Are you trying to wait a second? Are you trying to tell me?
Are you sure he's really?
What are you talking about, man? Every kid knows that JFK got shot.
You read about it in my column. Don't be homophobic, ma'am, and don't let Mr. Henry's homophobic.
This has got nothing to do with homophobia.
You know what? I think what he's trying to do, he's self-promoting.
I'm asking
himself
you a question.
Yes
or no? Did you know how JFK winds up?
Yes.
How?
He dies, you fool.
Okay, and you never read my column.
Knows.
I don't have to read your column. I know. The L.A. Times.
You know,
Kennedy assassinated.
I wonder if anybody reads his column.
Ma'am, I've got the most widely read column in the Tri-County area.
I bet.
For entertainment news.
Sure.
All those farmers are checking in, man.
How dare you?
My word.
I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I'm gay.
Good for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
That's
gay.
Great. Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. You're gay. How does JFK wind up? All right, there you go. You can read Doug Danger's column in the Orange County Courier every Friday, his movie reviews. And in his column, he's already said that Haley Joel Osment dies at the end of Pay It Forward. Great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Is the Phil Hendry Show.
This is Joe Dickhead, high from the beautiful Las Vegas Strip for Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks. Welcome, everybody, as we look here at another week in the National Football League. The big game, the big previews. You can call our hotline at 213-251-3189 and get the Joe Dickhead picks. The National Football League kicking into high gear. Week number 8, the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons. Ricky Williams will be looking for his fifth straight 100-yard game. Former Saints defensive back Ashley Ambrose has 3 interceptions this year, but it won't do him any good. The Falcons suck. The New Orleans Saints, we predict, will be a bet. And if you want to hear it again, call my hotline. Only that time, it'll cost you $5 a minute. If you want to know who I think will win the New Orleans Saints-Falcons game, I just told you, by the way. Call our hotline.
Hold on, Joe. Are you okay?
No, I'm choking. Denver Broncos at the Cincinnati Bengals. How I'd love to see Denver lose this football game just to see Cincinnati win one. But it ain't going to happen. It's so much that the Broncos need Terrell Davis against Cincy, but sooner or later they will. Davis is still smarting from an ankle injury that has kept him out of the majority of 2000. It's time for Peter Warwick to get involved with the Bengals offense. He was a thrill a minute in college last year. I say Denver wins this game. Don't you agree? Call me, 213-251-3189, and hear my big pick of the week. I'll give you the Arizona game. Here's the professor to tell you more.
That's right. If you call 213-251-3189, you'll find out who I think will win the Arizona Cardinal-Dallas Cowboy game.
Who do you think will win that?
Oh, I think the Dallas... Oh, shoot, you made me say it.
That's right. This is Joe Dickhead. I may be a dickhead, but the professor's an idiot.
What did I say?
You think Dallas will win the Arizona game? You're absolutely right. Jake Plummer to David Boston is fast becoming one of the most exciting tandems in the league. The Cowboys need someone to step up and stop the run. But it's going to be Dallas over Arizona. Professor?
That's right. The New England Patriots travel to Indianapolis, Indiana. As they travel to Indianapolis, Indiana, they'll probably order drinks on the plane. Maybe they'll have some peanuts and some food. Then they'll get off the airplane. And that's the first step toward beating the New England Patriots. I think Indianapolis will get off that plane and go directly to... Oh, they don't have to fly. They're playing at home.
That's right. Indianapolis isn't traveling. The Patriots are. You idiot!
I believe that it'll be the New England Patriots in an upset special over the Indianapolis Colts. The Patriots, as you know, have Ty Law, who did manage to have one interception in the first meeting between the teams.
This is Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks!
I'm the professor. Who do you like in the St. Louis-Kansas City game, Joe Dickhead?
Well, if they call my hotline at 213-251-3189, they'll find out that I like St. Louis in that game. And I...
You just gave it away, you idiot, just like me.
I guess they won't be calling up and spending $5 a minute.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Anyway, I like St. Louis and Kansas City. The St. Louis Rams are unstoppable behind Kurt Warner.
This is the professor. The Buffalo Bills travel to Minneapolis, Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Colts. The Minnesota... Isn't the Indianapolis in Indiana?
Minneapolis!
Oh, Minneapolis, Indiana, to take on the Buffalo Vikings. This ball game's going to be... screw it.
This is Joe Dickhead reminding you, don't be a dickhead. Call 251-3189-213 area code for more NFL picks.
Children don't run things. Adults do.
Now, okay, well, that's where you're wrong.
I don't know about your home.
My home, I have a happy child.
Do you let your baby tell you what to do? How old is your child?
My child is 9 months.
9 months. Oh, so the baby looks up from the crib and says, hey, Mom, I think I'd like to drink a pint of whiskey today. Of course not.
You're missing the point, ma'am. I've coached seventh and eighth grade children, okay?
Okay?
Their parents do not force them to go into volleyball or softball because they're making more money.
I want to jump in. I want to ask the lady in St. Louis. You're a soccer coach, ma'am?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, this is the sport you want your boys in.
That's right. That's why I wanted to hear what she had to say.
No, I want my children. I want our children, my husband and my children, to choose what they want to play. Mm-hmm. Not because there's more money in it.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to choose what they want to play. It's a sport. It's for fun.
Right.
And yes, if they go somewhere in college, then that's better for them.
But don't you feel soccer is a sport that you can meet more better people in?
Obviously, you don't know anything about soccer because you're talking about the World Cup. For God's sake, everybody knows what the World Cup is.
The World Cup
is... St. Louis. To Philadelphia. And it's not, it's played around the world.
That's right.
The countries come together in one place.
And what?
Did you watch the World Cup women's team where we won it last year?
I thought that was so wonderful when I heard about that. I didn't see it. I heard about it.
Well, then obviously you don't know that much about soccer.
I do know that soccer is not played in St. Louis. But I mean professionally. They don't have a professional team in St. Louis. But I will say this.
For your information, we have an indoor team. Mm-hmm. They might not be professional international, mm-hmm. but we have an indoor mm-hmm. team. We
but
also
what is
have
the name
a...
of the baseball team, Phil, in the St. Louis, Missouri
area? Oh, my God.
The great St. Louis.
St. Louis
the Cardinals.
The baseball.
Yeah, the
St.
Louis Cardinals.
Louis?
Okay. When's the last time the St. Louis Cardinals played in Finland? I rest my case.
You know, they're not going to play in... Why would the St. Louis Cardinals play in Finland?
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And yet the soccer players play in Finland and also in Greece. And have you ever been to Finland? Hello?
You're asking stupid questions, lady.
No. The World Cup is played...
Where'd the World Cup start? If you know so much, where'd mm-hmm. the World Cup start? Why can't you answer any questions that people are asking you? You guys don't know anything about soccer, obviously.
You don't
know anything about baseball.
My boys can kick the ball on their knees and everything. They bounce the ball on their knees.
Is that good?
Yes, that's very good. They have great ball control. What is your question?
My question is, what do your children want to do? Not what you want,
they want to do? I'll tell you what they want to do. They want to make their mother happy. They want to make their mother happy.
Boy's best friend is his mother. Boy's best friend is his mama.
What are you, Norman Bates? That's exactly what I heard in Psycho.
And exactly.
Listen, what is wrong with this song? Oh, Saturday morning, out
That's
to the
stupid.
Park.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Who cares about a song?
You know
Nobody
something?
Cares about a song. They care about what their kids want and being happy. Not making $10 million
you know
5
you
years
know
down the road.
No wonder,
obviously, you don't
no
understand
wonder.
It because there was a big conspiracy against
well,
your husband.
Yes,
and he sucked in college.
He was very good.
Well, how do we know he was good when he never played?
Yeah,
was really
he
good.
Was not good.
They wouldn't let me play because I wouldn't play with his son.
You guys are in college. What do you mean?
You should have quit the team and went to a different school like any other college
team. They never let me play.
Then you should have quit the school.
I just
You should have transferred to another school, sucked it up, and went to another school and played where you got some playing time if you were so damn good. And if you were so
Suck
good, you would have had other colleges and other scouts out there looking at you. Put
you know,
two and two
I
together. I play
to
college
say.
Soccer. I understand how it works. There is
you know
no
something?
Such thing.
Youth soccer teams have wonderful names. And by the way, with an attitude like yours... No wonder the St. Louis Cardinals
With
didn't win the Super Bowl.
With the parenting that you have, no wonder your kids aren't going to go anywhere because you're controlling them.
Hey, Bobby.
You need to be an open parent.
The St. Louis Cardinals didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes, they did.
No, it's called a playoff for the World Series,
hello,
lady.
Hello, St. Louis won the Super Bowl. Hello.
Yeah, we're talking about baseball, not football.
What's the baseball?
Baseball's World Series.
Yeah,
All
World
right.
Series.
All
we
right,
just went to the playoffs and lost.
Yeah, no wonder the St. Louis Cardinals...
Right.
You know,
I'm so
full of hate and rage.
It makes me sad to realize that there are parents out
My
there
boys
who
play.
Do not let their children be happy with what they want to do instead of being control freaks and telling them what to be.
How long have you coached?
Because
soccer?
It all comes to money.
I want my boys to slender up and not have the big wide rear end when they play baseball.
And oh, goodness, that's stereotypical. That shows how ignorant you are by making stereotypical comments.
I think the Cardinals
have
never won the Stanley Cup. And
the who?
Cardinals.
Well, that's the wrong sport again, because the Stanley Cup is hockey.
And that's the Blues.
Well, you're giving me the Blues.
Phil Hendry.